Human, you returned from the outside world. Come inside. It is warm here. Close the door. I still do not understand why you must go outside every day, human. If I let you warm yourself up against my fluff, will you explain it to me one more time? A job? I don't understand, human. Why would you do something that you don't like doing? Money? What do we need that for? We have all the lamps we could ever want, right here at home. Unless... Oh, don't tell me. Did you spoil me with even more? Human, you're too kind. But you're so terribly cold to the touch. I suppose I'm not as bothered by the cold as you are. Very well, human. If you spoil me with more lamps, then I will spoil you with warmth. Come, follow the fluttering of my wings. No tarrying now. Idle limbs are the spider's plaything, human. Very well. We'll do it just as you like. Rest on the bed. I will lie on top of you, warming you up by wrapping myself around you. Is that better? Your cheeks seem to be getting all red. Am I embracing you too tightly? That is normal. Very well, then I'll continue. Human, would you mind doing the thing? Yes, with your phone. Your portable lamp. Such a delight to witness it again. Pressed up against my favorite human. This might truly be the most enjoyable part of my day. Sharing warmth and light with my mate. Mate platonically speaking, of course. I mean it as a friend. I would not mean to intrude. Your light and home satiates me and provides the shelter I require. Of course I value your company, human. I just know that I might not be the most intriguing conversational partner. I do not know much about your world, and I feel I am a burden to you most of the time. Another gift. Human, you already spoil me. A special kind of lamp. I see. You want my opinion? I am quite the expert on lamps, after all. Yes, I agree. Of course I can give you my opinion. I'll give you the best review you could possibly ever hope for, human. I have to leave the room? If you say so, human. I've never heard of a lamp that requires a certain amount of people in the room to work. But, Please do tell me when it's okay for me to come in again, human. You must be getting cold in there already without my fluff. Are you even still there? I can come in now. Thank goodness you're all right, human. So, where is the lamp? Oh, there it is! Oh, it glows green. And it smells. Odd. What a peculiar lamp. Very well, human. I'll give it the most thorough review yet. Oh, this smell really is something else. No lamp has ever had this kind of scent. I must admit, it's not entirely unpleasant, though. The kind of scent that makes my head spin. Is it a floral lamp, seducing me with its sweet nectar? Right, my apologies, human. No questions, only lamp review. This may be an odd request of mine, but may I taste it? Something inside me stirs and wishes to know if the taste will match that sweet scent. I may? Then I will. Carefully extend my tongue. Blah. It tastes much like the other lamps in your house, human. Plastic, I believe you call it. I do not like that taste. Uh-huh. I've found it and figured it out. The lamp has hidden its sweet nectar in the inner shell. A clever trick. Oh. Human, you really must taste this, huh? Its outer plastic shell hides the tastiest meal I have ever had the pleasure to taste. Human, are you alright? You're kind of making odd noises. I should go on. Very well, if you say so. Hey. The shell, it's coming off. Oh, wait. No, it's growing. Human, this lamp is getting even bigger. Is it, meant to do that? Yes? Okay, very well. That means I'm doing a good job. I didn't know I was being rated on my review. I'll try even harder now. That's strange. I've discovered two bulbous ends underneath the lamp. No doubt they supply it with the power. They're nice and warm. And perhaps if I lightly squeeze them, the lamp will grow even bigger. It moved! Good moon above, it is so big and hard now. But my review isn't over, not yet. I must still reach the inner shell's deepest point. That's where the smell is coming from. I can taste it. Not just its size increase, but also its weight. I bet if I let go, I could. Look, human, it's like the lamp is drawn to me instead of the other way around. Such an odd thing. And why does it make my body feel so warm and needy? This isn't some kind of catnip for moths, is it, human? Another odd request from myself. But I'd really like to place it in my mouth. I've never wanted to eat a lamp. Just be near one, yet this one... Don't worry, human. I won't eat it, I promise. I only want to feel it in my mouth for some reason that I can't explain. Please? I want to do it just like this. When it goes inside my mouth, the glow lights up my lips. Don't look at me, human. I feel kind of indecent. And I don't understand why. This lamp makes me cave to my deepest desires. I just feel so right to have it in my mouth. Your hand? On the back of my head. Human, are you pushing me? This doesn't feel like the normal petting we usually do, human. Faster? Yes, yes, I'll go faster. I'll do whatever this beautiful lamp wants me to do, okay? I'll give it. I only want more of its warmth and sweet scent in return. Human, the outer plastic shell. I think I might be able to move it. Or remove it? Don't. Human, I don't understand. I need what's underneath it. My entire body is craving it. Huh? The lamp's glow. It's gone. But the inner ambrosia is revealed. The taste, the smell is so good from this thick, fleshy tip. I want that sweet nectar. Give it to me. Give me more. Give me all you have, little flower lamp. Where is it going? I can feel it more flooding through it towards my tongue, please. I need to just give me every last drop, please. Please, sweet human. Where did you get this lamp? Can we get more of it? It regenerates? You mean I can have this as much as I want? Please, please, can I have some more later? I can? I am so blessed to be spoiled by you, human. My dear human, if there's ever anything I can do to repay you for this, you must let me know. Huh? I already have. What do you mean by that? You're silly, human. Sometimes you make absolutely no sense.